Welcome to Inside Pop. I am Sean David Johnson.
And I'm Amita Patel. This week, we're doing a little mid-year check-in to see if we've been keeping up with the pop culture resolutions that we announced in January. Did we make a valiant attempt over the last 6 months, or did we fall into some old patterns and neglect these extremely important declarations?
The answers to those questions and more next on Inside Pop.
So it's really, really hard to believe that we're halfway through 2016 already. Like, where did this year go? I have no idea. I can't even keep track of what season it is with the weather we're having.
Well, I do know that we are about to hit July 1st, which is the halfway point of the year. Mm-hmm. And what better time to check ourselves and check up on the pop culture resolutions we made back in January?
Of course, you all know how competitive we both are. But there's not really a way to make a game out of this. So we're just going to interrogate each other like we are taking the stand on A Few Good Men to see how well we actually did.
And by the way, I cannot handle the truth.
All right, Sean, let's talk about your resolutions.
Must we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So your first resolution was to sample more culture. Take chances on new TV shows, new novels, short stories, comic books. At least try out the first episode or two or chapter or issues. Just sample more. Because you think you're getting set in your ways. That's what you said.
I did say that. Thank you for reminding me of my own words, mm-hmm. which I need to be reminded of. So I'm going to say that I'm going to lay some of the blame, not on myself, but on two albums, one by Beyoncé called Lemonade, and one soundtrack to the hit musical Hamilton. Because of the demands and those demanding two albums, they're very demanding of one's time. I have not had as much time as I thought I would have to listen to new stuff. So it's not my fault. It's the fault of Beyoncé and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
You can't get mad at them. I can't get mad at you or mad at them for that because I understand.
So I'm going to be honest with you, Amita. I haven't been great at this. I really haven't explored any new TV shows. I've started watching new seasons of shows I've already loved. The novels I've read are by authors I already know. And I've tried one new comic book. I think since Pop Culture Resolutions, I read a few issues of Ms. Marvel, and that comic has received a lot of press because in this comic, there's actually a young Muslim girl who is Ms. Marvel. And so I was really interested in checking that out. And so that's the kind of one new bit of pop culture. So I'm going to say that I've not succeeded at this resolution, but I applaud myself for wanting to do more, so I'm going to try to do more in the second half of this year.
Your intention gets some acknowledgement. Okay.
Yes. My actions get a D-.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if your second resolution was any more successful than that. I mean, you can only go up from here, right? So
yes.
Cutting down on channel surfing and being more willing to give up on TV shows that you're not enjoying.
Here I have succeeded, Ms. Patel.
Good. What did you cut out?
Okay, so I cut out a lot. I cut out Empire.
Same here.
Right? And I hate this because we are the biggest, most loyal fans to Shonda Rhimes. I am sad to say that I also cut out Scandal.
Mm-hmm. I was sad
but
to hear that, too.
I may come back next season. And I really don't channel surf. I've really cut down on the channel surfing. The only time I channel surf is when I know I have about a half hour left of consciousness and I just kind of channel surf. But other than that, I either go straight to my DVR or go straight to Netflix. Perfect example, the other night, Chris and I were home and we sat on the couch and there was such a danger in the old channel surf. But I said, hey, Friday night's a perfect night for a scary movie. I've been wanting to watch The Babadook for the longest time. And so we just turned on Netflix and watched The Babadook and got scared and had nightmares. So perfect.
Good. Instead of channel surfing, you made yourself a nightmare. That sounds exactly. like progress.
So I'm going to give myself applause for that one. And it feels good to me. I have to tell you, it feels really good. I feel like I'm using my time more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And it's just allowing me more time to listen to Lemonade and Hamilton.
There we go. I knew it was going to come back to that. It's all right. Again, can't be mad at that. So, good. Resolution number two, success. Resolution number three was to go back and discover classics I've never experienced. You said The Wire, James Baldwin's Go Tell It on the Mountain, and maybe listen to a John Coltrane album. How'd you do?
Yeah, Beyonce said, no, you cannot do that. You must listen to my album. I'm sorry, but... Okay, well, I will say that I have listened to some classic albums. I think right around the time we made these resolutions, I had a big sell for you mm-hmm. of Everything is Everything.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Yeah. And I listened to that quite a bit during that time period. I went back, I listened to this classic Stevie Wonder album called Musicarium. Let's see. There were a couple of other classics. Well, obviously, in this intense Prince phase, I think many of us are in, I've gone back to listen to some of the classic Prince albums from the late 70s, like Dirty Mind and For You.
Wow.
So, yeah, so not bad with the music, but not a lot of time to read in the first half of 2016 or to explore old TV shows.
Well, you said classics you've never experienced, so...
Oh, you're taking away those Prince... Kinda. Those Prince examples.
Sorry.
No, please do. Sorry. Yeah, I need tough love.
This is I'm just giving you your words back to you right now.
I like tough Amita.
I just tell it like it is. That's what I'm trying to do.
For listeners who like to picture us in a certain scenario as you're listening, imagine Amita's in a nun's habit now. She's a mean old nun, and I'm a Catholic school student.
Get me my ruler. All right, well, I guess it was a mediocre success on resolution number three for you, I guess.
You're too kind.
I've been told. So now it's my turn. Great.
Now it's your turn. Your first resolution was to discover specifically film classics. You had mentioned that you had never seen Gone with the Wind, Citizen Kane, The Graduate. You made a vow to dive into the world of film classics. How did you do with that?
I am going to say I did okay with this one. I happened to be on a flight to LA in the spring and was able to get some classic movies on my flight. So I took in All the President's Men on my way there and Casablanca on my way back. And it was really, really fun to kind of really watch those films in this space in my life right now. They're so, so fantastic.
And you know what? I'm going to give you bonus points because in order to do that, you paid about $400 for a ticket. And traveled cross-country. So kudos for all of that effort to see those two classic films.
Listen, that Casablanca effort was a red eye. So,
well done. I mean, you know what? Any other person would have just kind of rented it or tried to catch it on Turner Classic Movies. No, you took a plane to see these movies. You are amazing.
I did. I mean, there were other options on there that I could have watched. But I chose these. I wanted to keep to my resolution. And I really, you know, like All the President's Men, gosh, that's such a great true story. Woodward and Bernstein, Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford. Oh, my God, what a fantastic film about real, you know, journalism. You know, especially it brought back memories of like Spotlight, which won the Best Picture Award. You know, like that there was so many roots in that film to what Spotlight was. So it was really great to see it at that time.
Yeah, it's interesting. That movie is the standard bearer. All movies about journalists are always compared to All the President's Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truth, which also came out, yes. was compared to All the President's Men. Obviously, it didn't stand up to that classic, but...
Yeah. What's my next one?
Your second resolution was to utilize your Netflix account and your Hulu account wisely. You said that you wanted to catch up on things like The Fall, so you could talk to me about it, Making of a Murderer, and suggestions from friends about older shows that you needed to catch up on. So how did that go?
All right, this one didn't go as well. This didn't go that well. I am utilizing my Hulu account somewhat. I am keeping up with the Mindy Project, which I'm a big fan of. I did take in a good binge watch of Grace and Frankie on Netflix. I'm still keeping up with Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Now, any of the newer series that's on my long list of series to watch? No, I have not even scratched the surface of watching The Fall or Making a Murderer or Bloodline or anything new on Netflix or Hulu. I did want to give myself a tiny bonus point just for watching the first episode of 11/22/63, that James Franco time travel JFK series.
Oh, how is that?
It was surprisingly better than I thought it would be. I think I would want to give it more time to see if I really enjoy it. I like the concept of it. It's a weird concept, but at the same time, it seems to be working. So I want to try to keep with it.
Okay. You know what? After another episode or two, let me know what you think, because then I might dive in, because you know I love Stephen King more than almost any other author. So let me know. I'm intrigued. Because the novel was really well received, and it's considered one of his best novels. So I would hope that the adaptation does justice to it.
Oh, okay. That's good. I didn't know that about his novel. That's great.
But you know what, Amita? I'm going to give you encouragement and a pass, because you have a life to live.
I do, and I've only got one life to live, guys. Only got one of them.
Okay, so your third and final resolution was to sample new and different music artists. You wanted to find new, lesser-known artists, up-and-coming artists, because I know you, Ms. Patel, you enjoy bragging rights. You enjoy saying, I was the first person to listen to Adele. I actually, you know, told her, don't give up on your dreams and sing.
Yes.
You've got something. So mm-hmm. I know that about you. So,
like,
but you also love to experience and discover new music. So how did that go?
I think that's going well. That's always an ongoing thing for me. So I kind of love doing that. And I think I've been really consistent with that. I swear we're not getting paid by Spotify, but the Spotify Discover Weekly playlist has been integral in me finding new up-and-coming artists. So that's always
me too. Me too. They really should pay us, because yes. Discover Weekly is a little pop culture gift.
Yes. You know, and Leanne LaHavis, one of my big sells, was from Discover Weekly, which I recently, you know, found out about. And she was definitely a new, cool, hip music that nobody really knew about. So
I've been listening to her a lot, actually.
Yay. And then I listened to a little of Bebe Borelli. I just had a great brunch with friends, and they turned me on to Elle King, who I was familiar with, but I didn't listen to her whole album, and I'm kind of enjoying her whole album right now. So I think I'm doing well with this one, because I just music has to be in my life like kind of 24/7. So
I feel like you are doing well with that, and then I benefit, because you always recommend the stuff that you think, even if it's not a big sell, you'll just say, hey Sean, check this out. So I appreciate the fact that you're doing well with this third resolution.
Thanks.
So remember when we said we're going to be really amazing people if we stick to our resolutions?
you did say that, and I thought that was brilliant. I think we're almost amazing, because we haven't really stuck to it. So we have half a year left, though.
Yeah, like we're not Oprah, we're not Beyonce or Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I think we're pretty good.
I think we did. I think we're good. And listen, there's 6 more months left in the year. This is just us setting the bar high to be even better for the tail end of 2016, right?
Yeah, I want to raise my head high in December when we talk about this. So,
me too.
Game on. Let's support each other.
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, if you're tired of hearing us pat each other on the back, this segment has come to an end. But We would love to hear if you have any pop culture resolutions. Listen, it's never too late. You can be just as unsuccessful as I've been right now. So if you have any pop culture resolutions that you'd like to commit to for the duration of the year, share them with us. We'd love to hear them. Tweet us at Pop Insiders. Also, if you want to take a picture that visualizes your resolution, why don't you send us an Instagram at Pop Insiders? That's pretty impossible. Or a challenge. Go for it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I love it. It's funny. It works.
I am rambling. Somebody tranquilize me. Okay.
All right. Well, now it is time for everyone's favorite segment, The Big Sell. This is a segment where Sean and I strenuously suggest to the other one something that we're experiencing in pop culture that we think that they'd enjoy. So it's always fun and exciting to hear what Sean has to sell to me. And this week, you get to tell me what you thought of my big sell.
That is correct. Last week, Amita, you sold me Tom Morello's article, a bit of a eulogy, a bit of a celebration for Prince, specifically Prince's guitar playing. And I really enjoyed the article. Again, no surprise. But I think Tom Morello, who is, I think, one of the more articulate, thoughtful musicians out there, I think was one of the perfect people to pay tribute to Prince. And he really focused on his guitar playing, which he states is really underrepresented, underpraised. And I agree with him, you know, because I think maybe guitar playing isn't the first thing that even really big fans think of. They think of Prince's dance moves. They just think of his amazing music in general. They think of his sexy image, his amazing outfits. But I love that Tom Morello just took the time to focus on, you know, everything from that crazy guitar riff that begins When Doves Cry, or the crazy guitar riff that ends Let's Go Crazy or Purple Rain. So it was a really wonderful thing to read how much another musician appreciated and praised that one specific aspect of Prince's talent.
Yeah. And that's why I honed in on it. It was just like, because I said this before and I'll say it again. Just find any video of him playing his guitar and it's, you will not comprehend how seamless and easy it looks. When he plays that guitar, it really looks like he's not even trying. And he comes out with some incredible riffs. And you're just like, it doesn't look like work. And that's like pure, like raw talent, I feel.
Yeah, when I am alone in my home and I'm listening to, say, Let's Go Crazy, and that guitar lick comes and I do some air guitar, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's even hard to air guitar that guitar solo. So I don't even know what it's like to actually play it for real.
Yeah. But he does it and he does it so well and flawlessly. So I'm glad you enjoyed the article. And I would love to get your rating, but I have to do a little footnote here. I forgot to give a rating to your big sell to me of the Death, Sex, and Money podcast. And I would just like to say my rating for that was 3.25 stars.
On behalf of Anna Sale, host of Death, Sex, Money, and the production staff of Death, Sex, Money, I thank you.
Okay. What is your rating of this article?
I'm going to give it 3.5 stars.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, great job, Tom Morello. You know me, so you know that I would appreciate that. And yeah, it was just right on. So thank you for that 3.5 star big sell.
Thanks. And I'm curious to know what you have for me this week.
Well, this week, it's a little bit of a meta pay it forward big sell. So this is something that was big sold to me. I have a very good friend. Her first name is Christine. You don't get to know her last name. You know her last
but
name.
But I know her last name. When she said her first name, I know who she is. Okay.
The public doesn't get to know name yet. Maybe she'll be a guest on our show someday.
She should.
But Christine is a huge, huge, huge fan of Florence Welch and the Machine, but really it's Florence Welch. And I am always interested when I have a friend who loves something in pop culture more than I do, because I feel like I'm along for the ride and I get to almost enjoy that pop culture that I might enjoy, but through them. You know, it's always interesting to me. So basically, Christina spent years literally trying to get me to love Florence, and I was always a little standoffish. We spoke a little bit about this when we did our best of music for 2015. And so, long story short, I thought she was a banshee who only knew how to wail. But the latest album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful, was a revelation for me. Amazing music, really amazing lyrics. And I thought it was pretty much over. But Christine sent me a link to a film Florence and the Machine put together that is not just a number of the videos strung together, but it tells a story. It's connected by some spoken word poetry.
Hey, wait a minute. This sounds familiar.
Does it sound familiar? So the title of this film is called The Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Christine if I was allowed to call it Strawberry Lemonade because because Florence is a striking redhead.
Oh my God, I love that.
So I asked Christine if she would give me permission to call it Strawberry Lemonade. She denied permission, but I'm denying her denial, and I'm calling it The Odyssey, aka Strawberry Lemonade.
Oh my God.
So
I love it.
But I'm big selling this to you. So basically, it tells the story of a really, really hard breakup Florence went through and came out on the other end of. It's so similar to Lemonade, but it's so different, mm-hmm. right? So whereas Lemonade kind of incorporates the kind of, Beyonce embracing kind of Afrocentrism and her Black Southern roots, Florence Welch, obviously from the UK, gives you a lot of imagery of, I think it's the Moors or the Highlands of Scotland. But it really is another beautiful, visual, creative, supercharged creatively expression by a female artist. So I'm selling it to you because of that, because of how much you loved Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you also just enjoy amazing visuals. And I think... it might help you discover her music in a different way. So it's a 48-minute short film by Florence and the Machine called The Odyssey.
AKA Strawberry Lemonade.
Thank you. Thank you.
That sounds awesome. And I do like a good handful of Florence's hits. So this will be a great way for me to really kind of dive into her music even more. So thank you for that.
You are welcome.
Yay. Well, that's it for us this week. As always, you can stay in touch with us anytime during the day or night on Twitter and Instagram at Pop Insiders. Let us know what you're obsessed about in pop culture. Let us know if you think that Odyssey should be called Strawberry Lemonade. Let us know what color shoes you're wearing. We don't care. We just love to talk to you guys. So, at Pop Insiders, Twitter and Instagram. Thanks, guys.
And next week, hold on to your doors. It is the season finale of arguably the greatest season of Game of Thrones to date. We are going to be here with an immediate reaction to what is sure to be a bloody, emotional, violent, heartfelt, spoiler-tastic episode.
Oh my gosh. We're not building it up too much. We are not, believe the hype. It's going to be epic, and we're going to be talking about it right away, and you guys are going to get our take on it immediately. So definitely tune in next week.
Yo, as good as that episode's going to be, our podcast recap will be even better.
Yes, and I expect it's, a direwolf tally from you, Sean.
Direwolf update, no doubt.
All right, everybody, have a great week.
Bye. And coming up next week, hold on to your wool.
I was going to say, should we hold the door?
Well, yeah.
Oh, sadness. Tears.
There's a single tear.
Single tear.
I was going to say, hold on to your door. Should I say that?
No.
Yes, I'm going to say it.